Good afternoon, everybody. This Shabbos is Shabbos Chayesara, and in a typical year, this is what's known in Eretz Yisrael as Shabbat Chevron, when thousands and thousands of people converge on Chevron for Shabbos to appreciate spending Shabbos in the shadow of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Unfortunately, this year, due to COVID, my understanding is that it's going to be it's not going to be a Shabbat Chevron like every other Shabbat Chevron. So I thought, continuing in the theme of Mishalma Parmes Vaseinu, let's talk a little bit about the Inyanim relating to Ma'aras HaMachpelah and how it's used as a way of sort of fulfilling that which we would normally be able to put into practice. So I was looking for a topic that I hadn't done yet that relates to Kivrei Tzadikim or to Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and I was looking through the tshuvos of the Rav of the Kotel in the Mekomos HaKadoshim, Rav Rabinovich, in his tshuvos Shari Tzion. He has three volumes that I'm aware of. The first one is a red cover. For some reason, the other two are blue covers, but the same basic format. So he has a number of tshuvos all about relating to mostly about the Kotel, but about other Mekomos HaKadoshim as well. So one of the things he deals with in Chelek Rishon is Simen Yud Ches, is why it is that we're allowed to have a shul on right by a kever in the first place. There is a Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that a person cannot go in a Beis HaKvaros with Tefillin Barosho and Sefer Torah Bezro'o V'korei, and if he does so, he's in violation of Lo'ig L'Rosh Cheref Oseihu, to go where people who are Chafshi Min HaMitzvos, who are no longer able to do mitzvos and show off our own ability and demonstrate our own ability to still perform mitzvos, that's a violation of Lo'ig L'Rosh. So how could it be that we're allowed to go and daven and set up a shul? We set up batei kenesios by all these kevarim, and particularly in Chevron, particularly by the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. In fact, the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama Tazayin and Beis at the very bottom of the page tells us that Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, when he died, they were Moshivin Yeshiva Al Kivro. They derived from the pasuk of a kavod also lo b'moso. So for the kavod shomeis, they were Moshivin Yeshiva Al Kivro. So why is it that they were allowed to do that either? I mean, why can you be Moshev Yeshiva Al Kivro? It's beferish that you're allowed to do it. So Tosus over there in Maseches Baba Kama says that no, it must be that it was not Al Kivro Mamish, it was Berichuk Dalet Amos, that it has to be at least four Amos away, and that way it's not going to be a violation of Lo'ig L'Rosh. But Eino Chinami, to daven, to learn within four Amos of a kever is really problematic. The Nemuka Yosef in Baba Kama Vavam Beis B'dapei Arif quotes from the Rosh the same thing as Tosos. However, Beis Yosef in Yerodeus and Shin Dalet Mem quotes from the Rama, Resh Mem Hey, the Rama, that once you do it, Lekavod Shichva, you're doing it for the honor of the deceased, then it's mutter even without any archaka, even without distancing. So as far as why you're allowed to be Moshev Yeshiva Al Kivro, two basic ma'alchim. One group of Rishonim says, you're not, you got to be Dalet Amos away. And the other group of Rishonim say, no, it's Lekvodo, it's mutter to do it Lekvodo. There's a similar discussion in the Chuvas Rimi Gash in Simon Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Brachos at the very beginning of Brachos on Gimel Amud Beis tells us that Einom B'fnei Meis El Dvarim Shel Meis, that you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in front of a Meis. So I ask the Rimi Gash, how come we're Moshev Yeshiva Al Kivro? What does it mean that they're Moshev Yeshiva Al Kivro if you're not even allowed to say Divrei Torah in front of the Meis? So says the Rimi Gash, three Mahalchim. Number one, he says, it could be that that's only, the only time you're Moshev Yeshiva Al Kivro is if the person was a Talmud Chacham who was a Marbitz Torah and he had a yeshiva running in his lifetime, and his b'nei yeshiva want to honor him by continuing that yeshiva, continuing his life's work right by the kever, that would be permissible. But that would only work for a Talmud Chacham who was a Marbitz Torah, and where you're actually continuing that which he was doing during his life. A second possibility, says the Rimi Gash, is whenever your kavana is for his kavod, then it's okay. You're not just going about your business and showing, look, I'm doing mitzvos, totally divorced from the deceased who is there, the presence of the deceased. No, you're doing it dafka because you're in his presence and you're trying to honor the presence of the deceased. The third explanation, says the Rivash, is that maybe Moshivin Yeshiva Al Kivro is different than being Lomed Torah Al Kivro. That it's one thing if you set up a whole yeshiva there, that's clear that it's Lekvoda. But a guy just goes to learn, someone, an individual, just goes to do mitzvos there, that's a violation of Lo'ig L'Rosh. So if a person really wanted to fulfill all three possibilities of the Rimi Gash, you have to make sure it's a yeshiva, you have to make sure that the deceased was a Talmud Chacham who started that yeshiva, And you have to make sure that your kavana is l'kvodo shel meis. But the entire tshuva of the Rimigash was really only about Talmud Torah and tefillin. He doesn't really talk about tefillah, why it is that you're allowed to daven in that tshuva, but in Simon Kuf Chaf, he mentions that Davar Pashut, that for tefillah you do need to stay four amos away. That you're not allowed to daven mamish right there. There's a Drashas Haran that discusses this as well, where the Drashas Haran isn't dealing so much with the problem of tefillah, but with the value of tefillah. That tefillah on Kivrei Tzadikim is considered to be a very great zuchus, and it's mashpia many brachos on us. And he says that's why the Gemara in Sotel Amdal and Beis tells us that it's appropriate to be mishtateach al kivrei tzadikim and to be mispelled there, because ki hatfila b'makom ahutia ritzuya yoser liyimatzei sham gufos ashechal aleim kvar hashefa eloki. That since the shefa eloki, the influence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, has very strongly impacted the people that you are connecting with by going to their kever, the tefillah is going to be a more impactful tefillah. And that's why Kalev was wise when he went to Chevron to daven by Kivrei Avos. So apparently it's good to daven by Kivrei Avos, but according to many Rishonim, you do have to make sure that you're dalet amos away, because to actually do a mitzvah in their presence may be problematic. And based on this idea of the Ran, says Rav Rabbi in the Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion, we can answer a basic stira. The Rama writes that we go to Beis HaKvaros and we daven there, and the Ritva in Tainis, Davta Zayin Amral, seems to say the exact opposite. The Ritva in Tainis writes, Dover Pashutu, She'en Yitziasam LeBeis HaKvaros LeSpalel Sham, that we don't go to the Beis HaKvaros to daven there. When you're talking about on Tainios, the minhag used to be that they would go to the cemetery on a Tainis. So says the Ritva, not to daven there. Why not to daven there? She'asur LeSpalel LeBeis HaKvaros, like the Rosh, you're not allowed to daven in the Beis HaKvaros. The Kol Shekein She'asur B'Kever Goyim. Then he has this unusual comment. He says, "And Kal V'Chomer in the Kever of Goyim, you're not allowed to daven." So Rav Nevinsal says, "I don't understand." Rav Nevinsal wrote Ha'aros on the Tshuvas. He says, "I don't understand why it's a Kol Shekein for Kever Goyim. Why would it be an issue of Loig L'Rosh?" He says, "I'm not sure if Loig L'Rosh even applies to Goyim." He says, "Maybe it's because of the Tumas Hamakom that he's saying Kol Shekein for Kever Goyim. I would have thought that Kol Shekein B'Kever Goyim, that it's a bigger Loig L'Rosh by Goyim, because by Goyim they did have a chiyuv to daven while they were alive, and they had so few mitzvos. So you're going to go to their kever and you're going to do one of the very few mitzvos that they're actually mitzvah in." Rav Meisha has a tshuva where he says a Goy is certainly obligated to daven, and when he was asked about school prayer, Rav Meisha wrote that a Goy is definitely obligated to daven, a non-Jew is obligated to daven, and in fact the Beis HaMikdash is open to ki beisi beis tefila l'chol ha'amim. Everyone is allowed to come and daven. Non-Jew wants to come to shul and daven to the one and only God, they're more than welcome to do so. Rav Meisha says, why isn't it one of the Shev Mitzvot Bnei Noach? He says, it is. It's Emunah B'Hashem. What kind of Emunah B'Hashem does a person have if they don't talk to Hashem? So obviously, tefillah is part of a basic Emunah B'Hashem. So it certainly is included in something that a guy is obligated to do. That's what I would have thought Pshat in the Ritva is. But that's a side point. The Ritva says, but when they go in a Tainis, it can't be that you're going to the Beis HaKvaros to daven, because it's usher to go to the Beis HaKvaros to daven. So it could be, says Rabinovich, maybe the Ritva is talking about a tefillah of a chiyuv, like Kriya Shema, where that's not kvodo shel meis, that's you're just going about, you have to daven mincha anyway. So you're going to go daven mincha by the Beis HaKvaros, that's not right. But you're going to do it like kvodo shel meis, you're going to say special tehillim, and you're going to go something that's not an obligatory tefillah, that maybe is not going to be a violation of Loig L'Rosh, and is a fulfillment of what Kalev did and what we celebrate about Kivrei Tzadikim. The Rambam sounds this way in Hilchos Tainios as well, in Perek Dal. He writes, after they daven on the Tainis, Yotzin Kalam the Beis HaKvaros Ubochin Mischaninim Sham. So interesting. You daven, then you go to the Beis HaKvaros Umischaninim Sham. Well, what's the difference between Mispalalim versus Mischaninim Sham? Oh, Mispalalim is your regular tefillah. Mischaninim Sham is what you do in addition, the extra tefillah that you're going to be doing. Now, as far as Kaddish is concerned, for the Tovas HaNeshama, the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, writes that you stay a little distance from the Beis HaKvaros and you say Kaddish, meaning you should be four amos away. And in fact, the Torah in Yardei Sim Shinayin Vav quotes this from other Rishonim as well, and that's what the Mechaber in Shinayin Vav Siv Dalid and the Shach over there and the Levush, or in the name of the Marshal and the Bach, they all say when you say Kaddish, even you should go four amos away from the Kever. That does not seem to be the practice. A lot of people say Kaddish and other Tachnunim, even Betoch Dalet Amos. So what's the explanation? So one explanation might be that they rely on the Shita of the Rama that we mentioned before, the Mari Abuav, that the Beis Yosef said that whenever it's L'Kvodo, and Kaddish is certainly L'Kvodo, so then it's okay, maybe you're allowed to be within Dalet Amos. Or it could be, based on what the Mavri Yabok writes, that Kaddish is begeder dvarav shal meis, that you're allowed to say even bifnei meis, because the Kaddish is mevatel the yesh shal gehenim, it brings the neshamos into Gan Eden, and therefore it's considered one of the tzorchei hameis that you're allowed to say. But the bottom line is, we do have a major issue, or a major question to deal with. Why is it that we make actual set batei kenesios by every kivrei tzaddikim that you have throughout Eretz Yisrael? There's a shul there with an Kodesh and they're davening Shachris, Milcha, Mariv, all the regular tefillos. That's not all the Kvodah Shel Meis. That's not all. So why is it? Why are we allowed to do that? What are we being somich on? So in Hamik Shelam, Parshas Chayesara, the Netziv writes that it's simple what we're being somich on. When the Gemara talks about not davening and not doing mitzvahs right in front of a mace, that means when the mace is right there. But our mesim, when we bury them, are way more than 10 tefachim under the ground. So it's a different makom if it's more than 10, we're finishing Erevin now soon. So we know 10 tefachim makes a different makom. So it's a different makom if it's more than 10 tefachim under the ground. So when people were buried mamish, like right by the surface of the ground, then enochinami, that would be a problem. But if it's more than 10 tefachim deep, then it would be okay. In fact, in the Chuvas of Kanar and Chelik Bey, Simon Pehei, he brings rayas to this idea of the Netziv. And then Rav Rabinovich quotes that the Chuvas Minchas Eluzer, the Munkacher, Zatzal, Chelik Gimel, Simon Nun Gimel, also deals with this question. And the basic premise of the question is, I know what the answer has to be before we give the answer. Meaning, the Minhag Yisrael is we daven at these places. We always have, we always will, we daven at these places. So the answer has to be that not only is it okay, it's a good thing. The question is, why is it mutter? But it has to be that it's mutter. He says, these places were set up as makamos of tefillah al pi gedolei ukedoshei elyon asher b'Yerushalayim zuchusam yagen aleinu. The holiest of Jews set these places up as a makom tefillah. So Rabinovich points out, not everyone is so certain that that's in fact historically accurate. Rav Moshe in Yardei Chelik Dalet Simanun Zayin, when he talks about Kever Rachel, says that everything that was built there was not built by Yaakov Avinu, was not built in the Zman of the Nevi'im, or the Tanaim, or the Amoraim. The Beis HaKnesses that's there to daven in was in much later generations, and it's certainly not part of the chiyuv of the covenant of Rachel Imenu. And if the Kavana was for the covenant of Rachel Imenu, it could be that it was improper, that you're not supposed to daven by the kever. It's not so pashut that it was done based on Kedosh Elyon. But anyway, Dafkin in discussing Kever Rachel, Minchas Eluzer says, I have three potential kulas over here. One potential kula is that the Maharitz Salon in the Chidushim and Parag Ezu Neshach, as quoted by the Pesach Tshuva in Yerideas, I mean, Shin Samach Zayin, Sivka and Aleph, writes that it's mutter to daven next to a kever isha or katan, because there's no loig l'rush, since just like you're allowed to wear tzitzis next to the kever of an isha, because it's not loig l'rush for the isha, she wasn't chayv in tzitzis in her lifetime, so then it's not going to be loig l'rush. You're going to tell me, but wait a second, women are chayiv in tefillah, so you're going to go and you're going to daven there, it is going to be loig l'rush. No, Rachel Imenu, we find, first of all, he says, even though the women are chayiv in tefillah, dafka by Kever Rachel, we know that it's set up as a place to daven, right? By Rachel Imenu, we find that Chazal are explicit that dafka, she was buried al prashas drachim, so that those who are headed into Golus can have a place to stop and to daven, and Rachel mevaka al b'neha. So that's why the Kever Rachel may be different. Second, he says, Kivrei Avos and Imaos, before Matan Torah, before they even had mitzvos that they were mitzuva in, is not going to be a violation of Loig L'Rash. Anytime you go into Mar Samech Pelor or Kever Rachel, there was no Torah. So yes, Avram Avinu is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Atchelo Nitna, maybe the other Avos and Imaos as well. And the Medrash tells us that the Avram Avinu's kidneys became like Mayanos HaChachma and were Malamid him Torah and mitzvos. All of that, yes, all of that is true. But he was not a mitzuva. He wasn't obligated in doing all those mitzvos. And Mimela, there's not going to be any Loig L'Rash. Third, says the Minchas Eluzer, that all of that is the Kvodasa V'Tovasa Shel Meis. Anytime that you're doing something to cover the Meis, it's not a violation of Loig L'Rash. Adraba, it's a Nachas Ruach and Ana'a for the Meis. And even the Tfilos that are Mechuyavos, that you're utilizing the Kedusha Samakom to daven there, meaning you're at Maras HaMachpelah, last time I visited Maras HaMachpelah, there was enough time for me to get back to Yerushalayim and daven in the local shul when I go to Yerushalayim. But when do I have a chance to daven at Maras HaMachpelah? I'd rather chapa mincha at Maras HaMachpelah. Not because I want to try to chapa mincha, but because you want to take advantage of the Kedusha Samakom. And one can make a cogent argument that any time the tefillah is with a kavana, that you want to take advantage of the Kedusha Samakom of the zchus of the tzaddikim that are buried there, that is dafka kvodo shel meis, and that goes, it's the exact opposite of Loig L'Rash. And that's why we have a well-established practice, whether it's you believe like the Netziv, that it's 10 tfachim away, or you want to say before Matan Torah, but Pasha Pshad is just because all of it is considered the Kvodo Shel Meis. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zocha to be able to visit all of the holy places in Eretz Yisrael in large numbers, and that next year Shabbat Chevron should be the way it always is. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.